and is directed to the help desk to collect her clinic file. She then goes to the triage team, where her vitals are taken. Nomzamo is then seen by the professional nurse, Sister Zingi. On history taking and examination, Nomzamo is suspected for a diagnosis of pulmonary tuberculosis. She is referred to the doctor. In light of the fact that she has comorbidities of chronic disease, namely hypertension and diabetes, in some facilities, a doctor may not always be available, so the nurse and doctor consultations may occur on different days. She has certain blood tests taken, including an HIV test. She is asked to provide a sputum specimen for gene expert testing. She is sent to X-ray department for a chest X-ray. Nomzamo then returns to the doctor's consult room. She sees the doctor again, who reviews the immediate results of the investigation. She is gene expert positive, rifampicin sensitive. A diagnosis of pulmonary TB is confirmed. The nurse provides a management plan and gives her a follow-up appointment date. Nomzamo's follow-up appointment is made by the file clerk. Nomzamo is then directed by Tembi, the clerk at the help desk, to visit the pharmacy before returning her file and leaving the clinic. She departs for home. It has been a long day. Nomzamo is one of 6 patients diagnosed with TB in the clinic during that week. This type of scenario is familiar. While the specific setup and details of the tuberculosis patient pathway may differ a bit depending upon the patient, such as for adult or pediatric patients, or depending upon the clinic, such as based upon staffing mix and laboratory diagnostic capacity. These overall steps in the patient pathway are typical in the South African context.